Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story has been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 24th of August 2023. But until then, there's this. The Daily Inch. Number 17. Ghost Yobs.
Ooh. Ghosts. Spirits. The undead. Apparitions of the dearly departed, who silently drift, all pale-skinned, sullen-faced, and leaving an ominous stench in their wake, as from the bowels of any graveyard, park, or bench, they nurse a ghostly can of carling as they wait for the Weatherspoons pub to open, hanging outside like dirty stalactites of undiluted bigotry, only to blow their benefits on a single pint of lukewarm piss and moan for eternity about brown people. Ooh.
Ooh, hang on. Wait. That's not ghosts. That's racists.
It's an easy mistake to make.
Ghosts are supposedly a manifestation of our eternal souls. But because ghost stories came to prominence in the Victorian era, when prudishness permeated spiritualism, we're forced to believe that all ghosts wear clothes, even though clothes aren't alive, ergo, they can't die or become ghosts. It's all because Victorians, who deep down were right rancid perverts, would rather see a ghost in a petticoat or a top hat and tails than floating about all nudie with their baps, waps, bums, wangs, schlongs and bangers out. I mean, how much scarier would ghost be if he was an old naked codger, clanging his conkers together like he's made a Newton's cradle between his legs out of an old set of wrinkled plums? Or an elderly ghost lady going bump in the night as she wails, "Oh, for fuck's sake! I've tripped over my titties! Again!" You see, if ghosts are the living trapped between here and heaven, why do you never see them doing anything normal? Like smoking a fag, picking their nose, scratching their arse, having a wank, or taking a shit? Or, and let's be honest about this, if any bloke was a ghost, would they really waste the ability to be almost invisible by going "woo" to shit people up when they could go "fwa" by standing in the corner of a bra shop, having a damn good ogle and saying, "Don't mind me, missus, there's no physical proof that I even exist." I mean, we could ask these ghosts why that happens. But apparently, The only people our dearly departed will talk to from the afterlife isn't us, which is a bit insulting, but a slightly effeminate northern man who has hair like a badger's backside, teeth as white as a lineup for a UKIP calendar, an outfit as gaudy as an explosion in Barbara Cartland's wardrobe, and a fake tan of such a mysterious hue that even Dulux state it's somewhere between David Dickinson's worst nightmare and a dirty yak with a runny bottom. Psychics, honestly, can you imagine any of these cut-price Liberaces in a real job? Except maybe as a fluffer in an old granny porno, or as a warning to children of stranger danger. It's shocking that these traders of twaddle are trusted by the bereaved to communicate with the dead, when 50 quid says that every time they make a simple phone call to a living loved one, their own grandchild spends half an hour shouting, "Granddad, you've got to put the phone next to your ear! Your ear! No, your ear!" Now, I'm not simply mocking psychics to cause offence. I've actually seen these charlatans at work in person. Back in my ITV days, oh yes, I have a lot of stories to tell, I worked on a TV show featuring a well-known and respected psychic. On telly, this quaffered corpse whisperer looked as if his hotline to heaven was as clear as a monk's fag packet. As when he wasn't cold reading a packed room of true believers who had all come here to commune with an old man, either called Stan, Albert, Harold, or any other name which was fashionable in the 1930s, who had been unsurprisingly ill and later died, shock, and liked generic old man things like his food, his dog, and smoking, but not being a pedo or an old racist. Now, if anyone creates a TV show called Psychic Pedo Hunters or Racists Back from the Dead, call me Billy Bellend and his one surviving brain cell, but I would definitely watch that. The sad thing is, though, although the show made it look like this worm feast warrior was right 90% of the time, this is going to shock you. The only way to get tickets to any of these shows is to fill in your details, including your name, which gives his researchers access to a wealth of info about you. Sorry, it's a con. The day these psychics admit, as wrestlers have done, that it's all fate, we can regard it for what it is: entertainment. But this doesn't and shouldn't stop any ghosts from getting revenge on these supposed psychics. Very recently, Derek Acora, a bafflingly well-regarded parroter of the permanently expired's afterlife ramblings, who looks like he has a dead poodle on his head, claimed to have a direct line to Elvis on his heavenly commode, and is the sole reason for the existence of Elnut hairspray, was recently attacked in the street in Rill, which is scary enough, by a gang of Burberry-wearing ghost yobbos. Oh yes, a rampaging group of sweary ghost reprobates gave this supposed psychic a damn good ghost thrashing while he was taking a break from filming his painfully piss-poor TV shitfest, Most Haunted. And I say that as someone who worked on I'm Famous and Frightened, a psychic-style Help I'm a Celebrity, starring that bastion of top-flight TV tosh, Keith Chegwin. And yes, it was as bad as it sounds. Found collapsed in the street, it was said that Derek Acora, who, for whatever reason, wasn't forewarned by any of his ghost pals of his impending supernatural shellacking by a cussing crew of celestial chavs hell-bent on spiritually stomping, a few ghostly bruises on his smug little rodent face, and applying a swift kick to this crackpot's crackers as each apparition took a run-up with their Adidas from the afterlife. In short, he received what he described as psychic wounds. Derek Acora was admitted to a nearby hospital, but before he was examined by a psychiatrist, or examined for any other spirits which he is most likely to have imbibed,
mostly in a pub.
He discharged himself. He angrily told the press, "I should be free to go about my job without the threat of being attacked like this." He has since begun legal proceedings against Real Town Council and is seeking a six-figure payout for damages. So there you go. A little story which made it into the press. TV psychic gets roughed up by some ghost chaffs and he sues the council for failing to stop it. Honestly, you couldn't make this shit up, could you? Well, actually you could. You see, even though it was reprinted in hundreds of newspapers across the UK, this story was actually a spoof concocted by satire site Denbighshire Today. And although David Kikora would later confirm he was not and has never been attacked by ghost chavs, there are two rather spooky connections with the story. When this incident was alleged to have happened, Derek Akora happened to be in Real where he was filming his dogshit TV show. TV show out soon. And at the time of the article's publication, he was struggling to promote his live show, which still has hundreds of tickets to sell. It's not a publicity stunt, it's a message from the grave. Buy two tickets today, plus a t-shirt and a mug. You want a prediction, Derek? You're nothing but a talking turd. End of. The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, there are 15 more Daily Inches if you scroll through Murder Mile's back catalogue. Thank you for listening.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.